Hello, everyone. Welcome again to another Word for Today with Ray. And before we begin, as usual, let's go to the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, it's always such a joy to come before you and your Word, knowing that you desire for us to know about yourself. You want us to know about your Son, Jesus, and your ways that you want us to be in this world. I pray today that you will guide us into all truth by your Holy Spirit. You'll teach us to live according to your ways. And Lord, that you'll help us to live according to those ways as well, that we might be pleasing in your eyes. And we'll give you thanks for doing so in Jesus' name. Amen. The title to today's lesson is King Ahasuerus Responds. It's taken from the book of Esther, chapter 8 and verse 7. Queen Esther made her tearful plea to her husband, King Ahasuerus, to save her people, the Jews, from the evil edict that was initiated by Haman. And after hearing her request, in chapter 8 and verse 7 of the book of Esther, we read the beginning of his response. We read, "Then the king Ahasuerus said unto Esther the queen, and to Mordecai the Jew, Behold, I have given Esther the house of Haman, and him they have hanged upon the gallows, because he laid his hand upon the Jews." The verse begins, "Then the king Ahasuerus said unto Esther the queen, and to Mordecai the Jew." As we read the beginning of this verse, we note that some of the additional information that we were not exposed to earlier. Mordecai was with Queen Esther when she made her plea. We knew from verses 1 and 2 in chapter 8 that the king elevated Mordecai as second in command under him, but we now see that he continued to be in the king's presence as Esther made her request. The king answers both of them as he responds to Queen Esther's desire. The verse goes on to say, "Behold, I have given Esther the house of Haman, and him they have hanged upon a gallows." The king begins by referring to what he has already done for Esther. He gave her Haman's house and authorized the hanging of Haman upon his own gallows. As a way of introduction in his answer, King Ahasuerus demonstrates his compassion for Esther's request as he employs the word behold, which means to look at, consider, and take observance of. In other words, Esther is to remember what he has already done for her in the past to be sure she knows he cares about her concerns for the future. Finally, the verse reads, "Because he laid his hand upon the Jews." As the king gets closer to responding specifically to Esther's plea, he repeats the reason why Haman was hung and his house was given to her. Haman dared to lay his hand upon the Jews, and he paid the ultimate price for it. It is certain that Haman had no idea that Queen Esther was a Jew, and his hatred for Mordecai and his rebellion was the stimulus for his evil plan. However, once again, God knew the heart of Haman, and God was overlooking his people. No one, not Haman nor anyone else, would get away with laying their hands upon the chosen people of God, the Jews. As we consider the protective mode of King Ahasuerus and his reminder to Queen Esther that he stands in such manner, we too should be reminded of the places where God has intervened in our lives. Before he answers the request of our hearts, the Almighty will often remind us that he has been with us in the past. The assurance of his past intervention should stimulate us to believe in him for the care we have in our future as well. As we ponder the beginning of King Ahasuerus' answer, let us ever be reminded that God Almighty has a plan for our lives. This plan began with our creation and salvation, and continues with a relationship and fellowship with him from which no one will ever be able to separate us. God preserves those he loves. Next time, King Ahasuerus will give permission for a special writing, so read ahead and we shall join together then. Until tomorrow, there is more. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. May he make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace as you continue to study his word. In Jesus' name,